Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode 338 marks Thursday, the 3rd of December of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1685, Charles II barred Jews from settling in Stockholm, Sweden, preventing them ever from having Stockholm Syndrome. In 1854, the Eureka Stockade, a piece of Australian history and what is claimed by many to have been the birth of Australian democracy. There was an uprising over mining licenses in Ballarat, Victoria, and more than 20 gold miners were killed by state troopers. In 1926, on this date, detective novelist Agatha Christie disappeared mysteriously for 11 days, returning with a fistful of loose teeth and a shovel, saying it was for research. Your guest today on the podcast is celebrity Andrew Zaltzman, a man very familiar with fistfuls of loose teeth after your famous reality television show, A Fistful of Loose Teeth, on tour.
Yes.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Well, I think in many ways that's one of the shows that I've done that I'm most proud of in terms of the social impact, as it really emphasised to people the need to use qualified dentists, not take cheaper options.
Well, our top story today will be restaurant news, which you, the great gourmand, will be bringing us. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, with the Thunderdome finale kicking off next week, Westminster sources say that some in Parliament are expressing concern that PM and twice-bitten were-dragon Boris Johnson will be incapable of fulfilling his duties as Prime Minister due to his rigorous training schedule of destroying small villages in Kent and screaming three-word slogans at pensioners during menacing flyovers. Andrew, what do you think? Do you think Boris Johnson will be able to fulfil his duties, or do you think fighting the Welsh Dragon will take all his attention away from the game?
He's never been one for fulfilling duties, Johnson. So, I mean, fundamentally, either way, I don't think he really gives a shit. It's sort of a lose-lose situation for him. It's hard to see him coming out on top in either of those contests. I wouldn't be surprised if he just instead holds a press conference, burbles something about Churchill and cavalry and hopes that everyone remembers, oh yeah, that's what we voted for. Yeah, we wanted that. We wanted someone burbling about cavalry and Churchill and not actually attempting to do anything else. So I don't know who would line up against the dragon if Johnson is unable to participate. I know there's been a growing campaign in some of the media for Prince Harry to take on the dragon. And again, a further gesture of reconciliation, or indeed for the England rugby team to take on the dragon after a series of recent victories against the Welsh rugby team. Obviously, they'll be suffused with confidence there. I mean, they're not a particularly exciting team, England, but when you're playing against a dragon, actually, it's really just about the result. You don't need to entertain the neutral.
Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because until the revolution, this is the only game in town. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp!.com, menacingly articulated, the online counselling service that is cowed into submission by your menacing fists and sinister charisma. BetterHelp. It doesn't want to help, but it better help, or gee willikins will it know about it later when its father gets home. BetterHelp!.com, menacingly articulated, for when you need to feel better about yourself by ruining someone else's day. Do you see any counsellors, Andrew?
Well, not other than when I'm filming them in one of my hidden camera shows, which is absolutely hilarious, but no. Obviously, there's no point doing that otherwise.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. All I want is half a glass of water. For the smoothest carols, stay slightly hydrated. Are you excessively warm in your long-sleeved shirt? Is your button-up collar choking the moisture out of you? Do you have really sexy wrists? Try half a glass of water. T-shirts. Available now on all good The Bugle Podcast website merchandise pages.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
That's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Restaurant news. Mr. Andrew Zaltzman, you eat up to 3 times a day.
Yes.
Some say more.
Yeah.
What's happening in the world of restaurants right now?
Well, it's obviously been a very difficult year for restaurants, Alice, and restaurant chefs desperate for business have late been just turning up at people's houses, ringing the doorbell, claiming to be from the local council, doing kitchen safety inspections, then barging their way in, cooking a 7-course tasting menu with a selection of paired wines, and then trying to charge people for the service. So they are doing anything they can to survive in these difficult times. The latest lockdown regulation here in Britain is that restaurants are once again allowed to open, but staff have to be rude to customers so they don't hang around too much at the end of their meal. A new government research from some scientist or other suggested that 43% of all COVID transmissions in fine dining restaurants happened during the cheese course and or coffee and putty four. There's no actual science to back that up. But 43%, Alice, can you take that risk? 43% is more than the percentage of people who died in road accidents in the 1950s. So I guess it's up to individual choice at the end. Octopus, of course, off the menu in most restaurants now. There has been rioting in Galicia in protest. Some restaurants have been accused of serving octopus but pretending it's a cross between a chicken and a courgette. There are various court cases pending. But obviously governments around the world are trying to sort of support the restaurant sector. It was very much a product of humanity's triumph in the Cold War and through science, the need, the basic human need to spend a lot of money on food that we could have cooked at home, which was something that we didn't realise we needed to do as a species until relatively recently in our evolutionary history. But to get people eating out again, well, certainly here in Britain, they've just introduced compulsory restaurant booking. So it's a bit like jury service. You just get a letter saying, oh, I've got one this morning, so I've got to go to Frank and Enid's all-you-can-eat Mexican buffet in Croydon every night for the next 2 weeks, which is quite annoying because my wife got the fat duck in Bray. So, but anyway, it's, you know, it's just the luck of the draw, isn't it? In other fine dining news, and again, the scientists, Alice, have got involved, and the existence of a new, hitherto undiscovered course of meals has been theoretically proven by scientists. It's known as Drabnik's Snackette, after the Russian food physicist Yevgeny Drabnik. Now, it's at the moment only hypothetical. There's no actual proof that it does, you know, physically exist, but it's been proved that it must exist. They're not exactly sure where in a meal Drabnik's Snackette falls. Some speculate it's between the starter and the main course, others post-dessert but pre-cheese, others that it's a variable course that sometimes materialises during a gap in the main course when you're waiting for a new bottle of wine. But anyway, either way, it's a new course and therefore a new earning potential for our restaurants.
I'm excited to find out as the information emerges.
Yes. Well, a quick word from a friend of the show, Scluton Malvane. He's just launched a new restaurant, Regorgiteat, with the food that is specially created to be eaten, vomited, and then re-eaten. And it's apparently even tastier second time round due to the special enzymes in the recipes that react with stomach acids to create a kind of natural, slightly chili-ish, smoked paprika-style marinade. The guy is an absolute flat-out genius.
Well, that might be the worst thing I've ever heard. Thank you so much. That's all the time we have for our top story today.
The thing is, you get charged twice for the same plate of food. But anyway.
Well, I mean, it's sort of as a self-fulfilling prophecy, because if I went there, I would definitely throw up. That's all the time we have for our top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor, or it would be, but we've run out of time for letters to the editor. So thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Do buy our merchandise. We have t-shirts, which are campaign t-shirts for Bob the Sentient Trash Island, now discounted because obviously he's won. We also have t-shirts which advertise half a glass of water, and those can be found on thebuglepodcast.com. on the merch page. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andrew, have you got anything to plug?
New series of Leave No Trace, my celebrity money laundering show. We've got this week celebrity gardener Monty Don has been paired up with one of our resident white-collar crims, Darvinius Lupstrand, who of course has worked for most of the world's leading accountancy firms over the years. And they're going to try to siphon the profits of a chain of garden centres through a shell company in the Cayman Islands. We also catch up with a former runner-up of Leave No Trace, golfer Eric Morgelson, who's currently 3 years into his sentence, of course, to reflect on how agonisingly close he came to beating Judi Dench in that unforgettably tense Ponzi playoff back in the 2016 final. So should be a good show.
I will look that up. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and The Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's Alliterative. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes pass to my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.